One of the big hits in France this past year was a low-budget film about a school for troubled boys and the teacher who wrestles them into an angelic-sounding choir. The chorus broke all kinds of records in France. More than 8 million people went to see it in the theater, and the DVD has sold more than 2 million copies. One of the boys in the film, a soprano in a real children's choir, has become something of a teen idol in France. The chorus opens this weekend in New York and Los Angeles, and later this month nationwide. It's also up for a Golden Globe for Best Foreign Film. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has this report.
The Chorus is set in a kind of last resort home for difficult boys, appropriately called Rock Bottom. Set in the late 1940s, the kids' pranks are met with harsh punishments. Loosely inspired by a 1944 film called The Nightingale's Cage, the story centers around a failed musician who goes to work as a supervisor at Rock Bottom. It was written and directed by Christophe Baratier, who says his own childhood was similar to those of the boys in the film. He spent 5 years in a boarding school where he sang in the choir.
And the practicing of music changed my everyday life and maybe makes me a little bit more peaceful than I was, because I was thinking a lot about my father, about my mother, and they got divorced. It was very difficult, and fortunately I think that music has been a very, very good rescue.
Songs for the film were co-written by Baratier and composer Bruno Coulet. Baratier says he wanted his movie to show how even troubled kids can be swept up by their own creativity, but it takes caring adults for that to happen.
Very often, before to be a delinquent, we are forgotten by somebody and not respected. That's what a little bit I try to explain with this movie.
Qu'est-ce que tu fais là?
J'attends samedi.
Pourquoi?
Mon papa va venir me chercher.
There's Pepino, the littlest boy, who waits for his dad at the front gate of the school every Saturday, but he never comes. There's Mondin, a big redhead, who's so menacing even the teachers are afraid of him. To find convincing young actors, Baratier went to a poor rural part of France in Auvergne and auditioned kids who had personal experience with sadness and hardship.
At the beginning, they were not very talking a lot. They were a little bit salvages, like little animals, you know, like with the lions, you know, you are managing with them. And so it was very tough at the beginning. And when at the end of the movie, they were very different.
Baratier says he found that sometimes the toughest kids have the best instincts for acting, but they couldn't necessarily sing. So for the soundtrack, he auditioned about 30 children's choirs and finally selected the Petit Chanteur de Saint-Marc, a Catholic choir in Lyon, partly because it was there that he found Jean-Baptiste Monnier, a boy who could both sing and act and could play one of the main characters.
I noticed his voice was marvelous, and with my little video camera, I focused on his eyes and I said, oh my God, there is something with his voice.
An intense gaze, piercing green eyes, a pure voice, 14-year-old Jean-Baptiste Monnier has become a star in France since The Chorus was released. Jean-Baptiste Monnier plays Pierre Morange in The Chorus.
Il a pas beaucoup d'amis. Il est sensible.
He's got no friends, he's sensitive and rotten, says Monnier. The role has put Monnier on the covers of French magazines. Fan clubs have sprouted up, and the Petit Chanteur de Saint-Marc have hit the big time. Christophe Baratier says Meunier is like a rock star, with the choir's concerts full of adoring young girls who wait afterwards for his autograph. Meunier says now when the Petit Chanteur sing at the Basilica in Lyon, as they've been doing for years, a lot more people show up.
Maintenant, il y a beaucoup plus de jeunes, on va dire.
Especially young people, he says. Now that they've seen the movie, maybe they're curious to find out what else they do. The Basilica Fourvière sits high on a hill overlooking the city of Lyon. Father Jean-Marie Jouhem says the place is packed when the Petit Chanteur sing here.
And we're obliged to tell them at the beginning of the service that this is not just a concert, there will also be a mass.
On a recent Sunday, churchgoers leaving the Basilica talked about why this film was such a hit in France. Pierre and Michel preferred to give only their first names. Pierre says for him it was the story of one man's genuine interest in helping difficult kids.
He has a brave heart, and he wants to do something with these bad boys, and he turned them by singing.
I thought why it worked is because I think people are fed up of the heavy-handed Hollywood machine, which say, oh, you know, this is all poor kid is being abused, and let's put a big scene where he's being miserable. And here you could see people who had dignity. Those kids and the script had a dignity, which I think is hard to find these days.
The phenomenal success of the chorus in France took a lot of people, including director Christophe Baratier, by surprise. He concedes there have been critics, people who find the theme, the healing power of music, a tad idealistic. But his own experience with music makes him a believer.
People who criticize a little bit the idealistic way of the story are just people a little bit lazy who are not really working for the kids. I think the contrary. I think there is always something to do, and I prefer to be a little bit naive than to be so cynical, you know.
Meanwhile, Jean-Baptiste Meunier's voice is starting to change, so he won't be singing with the Petit Chanteur too much longer. But he's looking to build on his recent acting success. Already learning the ways of showbiz, he says he has several offers on the table but cannot discuss them at this time. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.